Nadeem Shahadi is a fellow at the Middle East program at Britain's Royal Institute of International Affairs, better known as Chatham House. Pierre Jamayel was anti-Syrian. Suspicions in Lebanon, as we've heard, turned to pro-Syrian factions, if not Damascus itself. But his murder comes just as Washington is full of talk about winning Syrian cooperation in Iraq. We asked Nadeem Shahadi about the relationship between these two events.
At the moment, we do not know who killed Pierre Jamayel. But if we assume that it is the Syrians, as most fingers indicate, then it will affect the relations between Washington and Damascus very much to the advantage of Damascus rather than Washington. Because the object of the assassination of Pierre Jamayel is to bring down the Lebanese government in order to get Syria off the hook on the issue of the International Tribunal. That's the International Tribunal that is being set up by the UN in order to try the people accused of the murder of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri and also of all the other assassinations that have happened in Lebanon in the past 2 years.
Is Syria's interest in stopping the International Tribunal, is that entirely coincident with Hezbollah's interest in having more authority in the Lebanese government, or do the two parties part ways at some point?
No, it's very openly coincidental. I mean, Hezbollah is very open about being an ally of Syria and Iran, and Hezbollah describes this war as a regional war, and Hezbollah equates Israel with the United States in terms of being the aggressor this summer. And thus, Hezbollah accuses the government of Prime Minister Senyora of being collaborators with the enemy.
You've cited essentially the timetable of the special tribunal as what might be motivating Syria. I want to read to you what another Lebanese political figure, Walid Jumblat, the leader of the Druze faction, said today. He said, and I'm quoting now, the Syrian regime, through some of its local allies, carried out this assassination. Syria is, quote, emboldened by the fact that the Americans are searching for an exit strategy from Iraq. This is encouraging all kinds of people to kill and create chaos in the region. Do you buy that?
Well, basically the perception is that the war this summer between Israel and Hezbollah was a defeat for Israel and the United States mainly, and has weakened all of the United States' allies in the region. So Syria and Iran feel that they are the victors, and so does Hezbollah. And they feel that the United States and Britain, when they call for opening a dialogue or engaging with Syria and Iran, this is a kind of capitulation, and that they will then demand the spoils of war.
So even though we might be tempted to see, from this country, to see talks about Iraq as being in a different arena, you're saying, in fact, those invitations to talking about Iraq are seen as confirmation of the victory of Hezbollah, Syria, and Iran in the war against Israel over the summer.
I mean, what happened this summer was not just in Lebanon. What happened this summer was a simultaneous explosion. It's the whole region flaring up in the face of the U.S. and its allies. And they've lost control. Their domestic politics are turning against them. And they're coming begging for help or an exit strategy. And the price will be very high.
Well, Nadeem Shahadi, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Nadeem Shahadi, fellow at the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, Chatham House, where he is a fellow in the Middle East program.